Are you a Ghostbusters fan? Are you part of the Ghostbusters lore? Or are you sick of them making Ghostbusters movies? If you fall under any one of those categories, stay tuned. We have not done a Ghostbusters review yet. And so I figured it was time. Yep, this is our first Ghostbusters review.
I thought we did the last movie because I thought the last one was did a remake, but go ahead.
I actually like the last one too. And it's time. I wish we would have picked the last one as opposed to this one, but here we are.
That's so critical. So critical.
Here we are. So before we get into our the good, the bads, and our overall rating, what you got in your cup?
In my cup. Yeah. Okay. So I am not mixing tonight. I am getting geared up for the summer. Yeah, I know I like my clothes that summer. And I know I say this all the time, y'all, but we gonna get some more cocktails going, okay? We are. Life be life, man. And I stopped drinking for a little bit. So y'all wasn't drinking with me because I wasn't drinking. Now I'm drinking again. So excuse the Zaxby's cup. You know, we on a little bit of a fast food run
Exactly,
these
because
days.
you be talking about me and look at you. Look at you.
It's a thing these days because, like, you get the good drink at the place and then you just spike it on up. So, in my cup is some tea, sweet tea, clearly from Zaxby's. But the bottle I am sipping from this evening is called Moonshine and it is peach. Y'all know I'm on my moonshine kick for the summer. This is actually Nelly's moonshine, hence the mo shine. You get it? This is the peach flavor. I know there are other flavors, and off the top of my head right now, I can't remember, y'all. However, this is not bad. When you pop this top on this bad boy, it's sweet. You smell peach, like, and not that weird fake peach. Like, good. These came off my grandmama tree peaches. And it's actually really good straight. You don't need to mix it. However, there was tea in my cup, and so we just popped it in there with the tea. So that's not a cocktail that I'm recommending, but I am recommending the bottle. The
What's the
Moonshine is hit.
percentage content of that?
ABV on this. Oh no, I'm sorry. 30% alcohol per volume.
I can do that. You know, me and
It is.
Moonshine don't always get along, but
But it's a smooth moonshine. Like, I promise you, if I had a shot glass, I could give you a shot right now and my face wouldn't screw up. It's pretty good, actually. And it is a neutral spirit with natural flavor and artificial color. We don't like that part, but whatever. Moonshine. Get it at your local liquor store. And they all come in bottles this big. They make me feel like I'm in a country. And it's not that expensive. But it makes me feel like I'm in a country. Like, you ought to have a handle on it, like a jug, and we in there. Typical moonshine bottle. But yes, go try it. Moonshine by Nelly.
Holla at us,
Commercial
Nelly, if you
over.
need more endorsements.
Listen, Nelly, I would like to taste all the flavors without breaking my pocket. I know you don't make money that way. However, I will promote it to death.
I got some in my whore and hooch glass here, some chocolate Baileys. It is
Chocolate
straight
Baileys.
up chocolate Baileys. It comes in this nice festive blue bottle, and it's delicious.
Y'all, she don't got fizz today. She don't got wine today. I'm so proud of her. Y'all just don't know how I'm bubbling over about this when she said Baileys. And I was like, oh, what you mix it with? And she was like, was I supposed to? And I said, no, you didn't have to. But then she explained it was chocolate Baileys. And I was like, wonderful.
Because
I'm
it's
so
it,
excited for
Bailey's
her.
is my other outside of Stella, it's like my other favorite. Like, I've had Bailey's Red Velvet, I've had Bailey's
Her
S'mores.
red velvet do be slapping.
And this is just like regular Bailey's. It's Bailey's chocolate. Just it's literally like a
I bet that's good in
milkshake.
some coffee. I know you don't care, but I bet that's good in some coffee.
It's like a milkshake with liquor.
That sounds good. Oh, that's what we had last time. Remember, I had the cookies and cream, moonshine milkshake. That was good. Okay. This is an alcohol show only for a small amount of time. We must get to the nitty and the gritty.
You know what? You liked it. Just you start us off with the good parts.
Let's start off with I liked it. Okay. So let me clarify. I liked it, but this was not a good movie, if that makes sense. Okay.
what?
So let's explain myself. The nostalgia of it was amazing, right? But when I say not a good movie, I mean the writers was lacking. Okay? The storyline was creative, but you just didn't hit the spots for it to be a good movie. There were too many holes. There was not enough explanation. Hell, it wasn't enough action. If you want to be honest about it, when it came down to the villain, I got more action chasing the damn sewer dragon.
He was supposed to be giving us the
Oh my bad. Okay, yeah, the good part was I liked it. Good part was I liked it. Okay, so what did I like about it? Okay, we did get all the original members except for, Spangler. Spangler is no more. But we got Bankman, we got Stance, we got Winston, we got Melnitz, all your originals, right? I was really glad when Bill Murray popped up at the end. I was like, get
All the
this in
time.
the quick.
If they say Ghostbusters, Bill Murray gonna show up.
I love Bill though. I've always loved Bill Murray. He's a great actor. So you got them. You got some more nostalgia because they gave a Slimer, who was my favorite when I was a kid. I don't know why that man ain't said nothing. Blah, blah. My favorite. You have some more nostalgia because you got the Stay Puffed, the Marshmallow Man. I loved him.
Minions. Why has Stay Puft got minions now?
Now they look like minions. They do. That was really cute. So the nostalgia, like I said, was why I liked it. I love that we were back in the original Ghostbusters Firehouse. I see that. That's where this movie took place, not at this weird farm that they were at before. So yeah, those are my things that I really liked about it. So what did you like? Oh, Jesus. Hi. Come on, Kima.
I appreciate seeing all the old heads. Actually, the opening sequence was good. I like that they opened a scene with like the early 1900s, and it's like the firemen came, but everything was frozen. And then we bring it back to present day, and we got the family in the original Ghostbusters mobile, and they got on their suits and they got the proton packs and everything. So I mean, it started good. I was hopeful. I was like, oh, this is
Yeah.
gonna be straight right here. So I liked the opening sequence.
It. That's all she liked was the opening sequence.
I the okay. The look of it was nice. I like the special effects. It looked like they had a nice budget. I like the color
Yeah.
schemes and everything that was in the movie. I actually really like that aspect. Like, it looked nice.
Did. That's it. All
There
right,
was
that's
a
it.
line, somebody had a line in there that I really liked.
Why?
Because I can hear John Watson right now talking about me, because he be trying to debate me, because I be defending Bruce Wayne like I am on Wayne Enterprises payroll. But I heard somebody
You
look.
and somebody else, because that's just a rich Caucasian man. But go ahead, what you about to say?
They made that. That's the one young dude with the glasses on, when they were in that when they were in some place building, and they were talking, and he said, "Oh, if you like that, then you're gonna love this." And I said, "Ooh, that's a line from The Dark Knight. I like him.
Girl, I
I
thought
like a
she would say
little."
some prophetic Something amazing.
No, that was a line.
Foolery.
He gave me a line from The Dark Knight. They got a little, a little
Now,
something
I'm sure
something
I'd have
for doing
heard
that.
that line somewhere else, girl. I'm sure of it.
Because it was The Dark Knight. You heard it from Batman.
Yeah, we ain't gonna get into that, y'all, because we are
I
never on the same page when it comes
like
to the bat.
it, I told John Watson, I said that's gonna be a whole nother show.
Because it ain't nothing but privilege, baby. Bruce Wayne is
Me
pure privilege.
defending Batman to the ends of the earth. I will. And I will stay, I stand on that.
All
But thank
right.
y'all for throwing out that line. But I can't think of anything else that I liked after that. I do love Stay Puft.
We do love Stay Puft. He's the OG. Oh, that's another thing I liked about it. I did like the flashback to the original with the Statue of Liberty coming down the street when they were in the office talking to Mary. He was like, "Y'all ain't caused so much damage since the Statue of Liberty." And fun fact, you did not know, the mayor is also nostalgic because he is from the original movie. He was the EPA investigator who was coming down on the Ghostbusters at the time. So now he is back, same setting, but he's the mayor now. So that grudge he was holding goes back to the original movie. But that was really good.
And
Another good tidbit.
I did like to see, all the old heads and with their Ghostbusters costumes on as well in
I
this
used to walk
movie.
with
I
those when I
actually,
was little.
I want to do that as a Halloween costume. If I can find one for a dog, then we're gonna be Ghostbusters.
Maybe y'all just not finna put bow in no Ghostbusters.
If I find one for a dog, we
He
will
not
be
finna go
Ghostbusters
for
this
that.
year.
Okay, he's not finna go for that.
He's
He
not, but he
barely go for you talking to him. So he really not finna go
will.
for that.
He's not. I'm gonna waste my money trying to buy him a costume. But I do love the go. I love that they were in Ghostbusters uniform. I actually like seeing. Like I said, it was a lot of nice imagery throughout the
Was
movie.
I loved like I think one of my favorite scenes is probably the car chase with the sewer demon in the very beginning. And then I liked the sequence for the lore. I wish that it had been more detailed. Like it kind of gave me, you remember Hercules when it was telling the story of Hercules and the hieroglyphics came to life? It gave me that, but not as vibrant. I wished it had been more vibrant. I wish that we had more time with the actual storyline, if that makes sense. We took way too long to figure out what the fuck the villain was gonna be. Leading up to y'all actually, well, not even that, because we knew what the villain was gonna be from the opening credits. It took them too long to figure out what the fuck was going on. Like, I felt like the minute old boy sold you this globe and this orb and it did what it did in the shop, y'all should have been on top of that. Like, that should have been the focus.
But it was way too many storylines. So, I mean, I'm sorry. It was this much of stuff that I liked, but it was just a lot. It was as I'm trying to watch, I kept losing focus in this because it was too many characters and too many storylines for me to get attached to one thing. It's like we got the old heads coming in. Then we got the story of this frozen orb. Then we got this the Dan Aykroyd, was it him or Bill Murray that was doing they had their web show.
Oh yeah, we didn't get into that. Smash. They come for the hammer.
Is that didn't they got that? And then we've got the family trying to be a family and do their job of being Ghostbusters because they keep tearing up the city and costing the city money. And then we got the youngest daughter and she's making friends with a
Teenage
ghost,
angst.
which is never a good idea. I hate it. Anybody know me? I hate teenage angst in any movie. I hate it. It really bothers me. We put too much time in that area. It was just too many. And then the son, then he sees his friend again. Then we got this storyline going. And then we got like Paul Rudd, and he's like, I'm trying to, enmesh myself within the family. And I'm just like, it's with all these storylines going, I'm like, what is
Can
really
we
going?
focus on one thing?
Because we're here for
Right.
this ice monster. And everything, and he, as nice as he looked as a monster, we got 15 minutes of him. There was
This is true.
two.
And I don't even think he looked all that great. He actually reminiscent of something I've seen before, and I could not put my finger on it. And I'm sorry, y'all. I haven't done the research. I will get back to y'all. But the style of this demon resembles something else in
I
some
know
other
he
movie. And so I
resembles
don't know.
somebody from Justice League. He looked like a Justice
Maybe
League
that's it.
villain.
Maybe that's it. Because I was like, I feel like the lore of this is pulled from something else, and I just didn't put my
And
finger on it.
I
And I
thought it
think
was
that
going
was.
to be more horror in it. Like the last one, it gave us a little bit of horror aspect, like a
It's
little
creepy.
creepiness. This movie said we gonna forget about the horror, just do straight up comedy.
Family friendly. It was very family friendly. Except for these teenagers and they dirty jokes that was killing me at the house in the sex dungeon. Ma'am, what? I was like, I don't even remember. No, they was 18. Okay. So at 18, I don't know why we needed that discomfort
That's
in the middle of the damn movie. It was random. And oh boy, the actor that played the Fire Master, he's usually not as corny as he was in this movie. But I didn't really like his character. One, because they didn't give him enough to do.
that was the problem with a lot of characters. There was a lot of characters with not enough to do.
Yeah, they didn't give him enough. Well, but you're the Fire Master. So, like, based on what I have read, they're supposed to be like the ancient version of the Ghostbusters. And they were like a big deal. However, you didn't get into that. Where was we supposed to get that from? You just told us they was fire masters, they use fire to track this. And then he was supposed to be a god. How did he go from being a god to a ghost of a god? You feel me? I got confused.
There's a lot of plot holes.
Lot of plot holes. I think my favorite damn ghost was the possessor because though it had no lines, it was probably the feistiest thing in the movie. It was all right. I liked it, like I said, for the nostalgia. There was very much potential for this storyline, but I think we spent too much time bringing in all these different avenues and then didn't explain them and just dropped them off at the end.
Because it's
Because
like
the fight scene was whack.
they were trying to tell a story, but at the same time give you fan service with Ghostbusters fandom. Y'all were trying to do too much in this small amount of time. Paul Rudd, I love Paul Rudd, but he's like Ryan Reynolds. Y'all the same people in every movie.
Yes.
Love you, Paul Rudd, but you're the same guy in every movie at this point. And
The little girl got on my nerves.
she did. She did. It was giving American Horror Story Murder House. Okay. If you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. If you befriend the dead, what do you think is going to happen? Why? That spirit's got a million other things to do than befriend humans. Unless they have
But
a
even
whole
then,
ulterior motive.
and even then, her story was whack. Like, y'all didn't give us her story. Y'all gave us the tidbit of the whole of her story, and then you expected us to figure it out. Because, baby, did she set the shit on fire? Where did this matchbook come from? I think they said she said that one of the matches was the one that lit the house on fire. Well, what the hell was happening? Why was you playing with the matches? Or did you purposely set that shit on fire and everybody died? But you, like, her story was even like empty. You
And
feel
see,
me?
they had this movie had the potential to be like the Ghostbusters can do more than just keep trapping all these spirits in that thing that they got down in the basement. They could actually have the potential to take these souls and help bring them over to the other side. If some of them, if that were, it gets, so it's
We can
like they're
get that.
trapped in limbo. Let's get them to, let's help them get to where they're supposed to be. It was like a missed opportunity almost in that area because it was just too much happening. I thought we was gonna go somewhere into that arena
That would
and
have
it
been
did.
too heartfelt for me. I would have been disappointed in that.
See, but
I would have been, I'd kill the
they didn't go
ghost.
there no way. Then they gave us an app, some after credits that ain't even be. What are you doing, Stay Puft? What are you doing?
Girl, I got up. I didn't even watch the after credits because I was like, what did Stay Puft do?
Just nothing.
Oh. That's probably going to be the next movie because they go and they're going to do a remake on the next one. They're going to remake that verse.
See.
You know what disappointed me? Y'all going to laugh. Ain't getting no Bobby Brown in this Ghostbusters. Y'all done played my
See,
jam.
y'all always trying to play the regular Ghostbusters theme, and I get it. I like the Ghostbusters thing. I
We don't
actually
want that one.
in the one Ghostbusters movie that y'all didn't like when it had the female cast, I like the song from that movie. They had remixed Ghostbusters, but y'all be wrong for not playing Ghostbusters on our own, the Bobby Brown version,
Listen,
because
can we get
everybody
it at
knows.
the end credits or something?
Because
Because that's what we Bobby need his spins and we need to hear it.
for those of us that watched Ghostbusters 2, because that I think that's the one that all the black people had, because we had that on VHS. They played On Our Own throughout that whole damn movie. Every 5 minutes, it was like, cue the song. We was playing On Our Own the whole time. Y'all mean to tell me we ain't gonna play it? Not one. Y'all ain't gonna. This is, if it's fan service, where is
Not a
On Our
snippet.
Own?
Y'all couldn't play it on the car radio.
That was the main song from the second movie. And y'all act like y'all didn't, we ain't make that song.
They just threw it away. They just threw it away. But I needed that. I was looking for that somewhere. That's small, it's trivial, but hey, I want to hear it.
Exactly. I love that song. It's one of my favorite Halloween playlist songs. Okay. Y'all could have put that in
Facts.
there somewhere. Since y'all want to do,
Facts.
y'all want to put all the other fandom in the movies and then lose the actual storyline.
Johnny. And then give us the good part. So, I would just like to say, I don't hate it, but I don't love it. That's where I'm gonna put it.
I heard they're gonna do some animation things too, so.
I settled for animation because the cartoon was dope. You know, just growing up, everybody had a cartoon. Hell, Beetlejuice is coming out this year, and they too had a cartoon. And I watched that shit every time it came on. So I could live for some animation. You can't mess up animation. I hope.
I mean, I try it, but after this, my hopes ain't high anymore.
Well, your hope shouldn't have been high on the other one because the one with the females wasn't all that great either.
But
At least this one was a.
I liked Afterlife though.
Yeah, I was gonna say, at least this was a direct, like, back to back movie from Afterlife to this. I just feel like the villain wasn't a villain. Like,
He wasn't the driving force of the movie. Like, you call the movie Frozen Empire, and we wasn't really freezing as much as I thought we was gonna be in there, like Iceman, Mr. Freeze, and Elsa.
listen, I thought he was gonna at least put up a fight, throwing some ice daggers. The chick was
Exactly.
just
I
coming
was.
up out the grind. It was very anticlimactic once he got to, and it took him forever to get to the damn firehouse. I'm talking about had to come from the ocean, across the water, past the bridge, down the street, round the corner, up the block. And then when you finally came through the door, it was okay. And the original fire master that he killed, what even led him there? Let's talk. Can we? The sign at the store said fire master before a god ghost that's been in a ball for God knows how long. Did he say, let me find the fire master and end up there? Did he flip through the phone book, baby? I don't. That was pointless. Because it was, are you the fire master? Yes. Psh. You thought it was that easy? You was just gonna pull up on the fire master and take him out? I just And the fire master, the real fire master, needed a montage. He needed a let me learn how to use my powers real quick, like a damn. He needed a wax on, like Karate Kid Mr. Miyagi, where we saw him go from terrible to good before the villain got there. There were so many things. Grandma should have left a will, a book of lore, something that said, nigga, this is what we do for a living. Like, there were so many holes.
And then think about
But I
it,
still like the
they were
movie.
still trying to put in science and physics and stuff into the movie. Don't forget we were trying to throw in some little science. Now y'all was just doing a whole lot
Oh,
in
it's because the little
there.
girl was she was a science geek, and then she went and literally committed suicide, y'all. I don't care what none of y'all said. She offed herself for 2 minutes because you wanted to. And then, was it a friendship? Did you want to love this ghost? I was really
I think
confused
she
on
was
that.
like lonely and upset because remember they told her she couldn't be a Ghostbusters no more because she was too young and it
I'm too
violated child
young.
labor laws, and so she couldn't be that anymore. And they would leave her behind, and she just, she didn't have nobody else to. You see, she was over there playing chess by herself and stuff like
In the middle of
that,
the damn
and.
night. Listen, y'all don't remember that commercial from the 90s that said it's 9 o'clock at night. You know where your kids are? That's how I felt every time that little girl walked out of the house to go play chess in the park. Y'all are in New York. Y'all in New York, right? Where the hell are you walking in the middle of the night in New York City by your goddamn self
And this
at
ghost floating
15
around
years old?
everywhere.
Girl, forget the ghost. Where was the muggers? Where was the rats the size of dogs? Man, why was you out there in the streets?
Exactly. I just what
What's
for
your rating,
our
girl?
first exactly for the first school rating, let's I'm trying to think about
You gotta give it two separate ratings. You gotta rate it nostalgia movie.
for the nostalgia part, it pushed my 1.5 to a 2. I can't give it, I ain't going past 2. What you got?
I had a three.
No, ma'am.
I
We'll
had
do
a three.
2.5.
Sheesh. I have my shirt on and everything because I'm a fan.
We got 2.5 out of 5 skulls. Well, I hope 4 gets better after this.
So, in their defense, this is not a horror movie. It's a sci-fi
The horror
comedy.
comedy, but still.
Sci-fi comedy. We won't get them horror because they want to lick a horror. But none of the movies have really been very horror.
Well, yeah, the second one was kind of creepy. The
It
first
was
two movies were look
creepy.
had creepy stuff in it, they're Ghostbusters, and so I because look, I watched the second one a whole lot growing up, and they had the creepy element in there. Afterlife had some creepy elements in there. This movie said we just abandoned ship on it.
It was Ghostbusters light.
Don't do that no more. Don't need to do that one. Okay. This movie upset my ADHD so much that I had to watch it 3 times.
Listen, Cable, I was like, I didn't make it through it. I'll try it again tomorrow. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in the theater twiddling my thumbs and kicking my feet on a row by myself, y'all. There was nobody in these theaters, unfortunately. But I think they had the number one spot this weekend. They beat out Dune this weekend. So people went to see it, just know where I'm at.
Yeah, I heard like Ghostbusters fans went to see it, but
For a family-friendly movie, like there's a lot of things that have been worse that we've watched.
yeah, but
I
for
think you
so,
just don't like it because you had expectations. If
yeah,
you didn't have no expectations, you would have been okay. You'd have been
I
like, oh,
did.
it's all right.
I did. I had expectations. Y'all let us know in the comment section, what were y'all thoughts on Ghostbusters Frozen Empire? Are you a Ghostbusters fan? Like, where did you like the lore aspect of it? Were you not feeling it? Did the jokes not hit for you? Were you sitting there like this is some dry humor and y'all doing too much? Did y'all get lost in the plot like I did with all these characters? Or did you love it and say this was a wonderful movie? Let us know. Was your rating higher than ours? Because so far I've been seeing like reviews that people was just they're not feeling it. So I need y'all to let me know.
It
Although they
took
said
too
the movie
long.
making some money. So people going to see, I don't know. I don't know. It's just it's mixed reviews out there about
I mean, of
this.
course, it's made. Now do you think about it, it's gonna make the money because it's a Ghostbusters movie and we wanted to see it. We didn't know it was not gonna be good till we got there. So
So yeah, let us know how y'all feel about it and
we
tell
want
us.
to see Doom.
Did we miss something in the movie that was crucial because of all the
Probably.
chaos? Did y'all catch something that might have made us like it a little more? Help me.
You know what I did want to see? I did want to see that one ghost in the lab get out. That really evil looking thing. I want to see him get out.
It because they had so much potential. That's why I can't. It was just, it's like my hopes was high and they let me down, but you know,
I
I'm about
agree. Excuse me, y'all. I
to.
agree. I agree. I agree.
I'm just, I don't know. I don't know. 2.5 out of 5. Like,
Ain't give it that
share.
three. She ain't gonna get out at three.
No, this ain't.
Subscribed.
Yep, like, share, subscribe, join us in the Whore and Hooch Facebook group. Y'all know what we be wilding in there all year long.
All
TikTok,
year long.
Whore and Hooch. And we will be right back in April. We got a couple of things to get done in April. Let us know in our
April is
Facebook
looking like it's
group.
gonna be a good month, y'all.
We got some stuff going on next month. Put in the comment section, put in our group. What do you guys think we should be watching? What should we be reviewing? This one right here, about to get on her Tubi.
Y'all done put me on the Tubi for the Hood Rat Ratchet movies, and I only been watching the Ratchet, but then I discovered they got horror. So I'm gonna get back to y'all with some Tubi horror, and that's gonna probably be my highlight for the summer, y'all, is horror on Tubi. So if you've watched some stuff, pop in. Let me know what I need to watch on Tubi because before y'all could not pay me to watch a Tubi movie. Okay? Tubi done came up.
I'm tired
I
of going
watch a
to
little
Tubi
bit.
and everything I click on say produced by Marcus Houston and Chris Stokes. I said, you know what? I'm not doing this no more.
They
I'm
gotta
not
get their
doing it.
money somewhere.
No.
It ain't gonna be in music, baby.
The next documentary gonna be surviving Chris Stokes. I'm not giving y'all my views.
Ain't gonna do it. Ain't gonna do it. We thought about it. We talked about it.
I'm gonna get back on my Shudder watching though, because I got Shudder
Oh yeah,
again.
Shudder always got some good stuff though.
So I'm gonna get back on my watching my Shudder low budget waste of my time horror movies just because.
Be a waste of time. We got some good stuff coming this year, y'all. You know, Beetlejuice is coming this year. AMC is putting back Interview with the Vampire on streaming and
Quiet
television, so you'll be
Place,
able to watch that.
beginning
I ain't
prequel.
excited about A Quiet Place, but okay, A Quiet
I am.
Place.
I'm excited about that one.
Because how much more can you tell me about some aliens that don't like noise?
Whatever it is, I'm gonna listen quietly.
I'm only watching it because of Lupita, okay?
I'm gonna quietly listen. We
Anyway, we
got.
got some things shaping up for 24, y'all. Catch us in the groups, like you said. All our social media platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, tickety-tockety, if they don't get banned. And we'll see y'all next month.
Sure will.